This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I know I've been talking about how hot it is, how dry it is, and we're not getting any rain for the foreseeable future. It's pouring in the center of the universe, which is great. Oh, let me tell you, little smiley faces on each and every blade of grass. The trees look happier. I will take it. I absolutely will take it. Tomorrow, our good buddy Mike Dickinson is going to be here. We're going to talk a little bit about whether some of these regional jails are really, honestly, going to lose their accreditation. If the Richmond City Jail loses its accreditation, that's a huge, huge issue that's going to be addressed. Riverside Regional, another facility that has had a lot of difficulty. So anyway, Mike will be here tomorrow at 5:33. Always look forward to chatting with him. I read a piece in the Daily Caller today, and I thought, I need to know more. I need to know more. I feel so terrible for this little five-year-old girl named Navy Joan Roberts. She is one of Joe Biden's grandchildren, and she's just getting a raw deal six ways to Sunday. Reagan Reese is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. She wrote this. It's a great, great piece of writing, and she's joining us. Reagan, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what prompted you to look into Navy Joan Roberts and how her life is playing out so far.
Yeah, I mean, it really started with the fact that London Roberts, Navy Joan's mother, is writing a book about her story, inside the Biden family, inside this wild world, she calls it, with Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden is Navy Joan Roberts' father. And, you know, some of the background on that is that the Hunter Biden has kind of been non-existent in this family's life since he found out that London Roberts was pregnant. And so they went to court over that and eventually settled. But, you know, now London is choosing to, she puts it, come out of the shadows and tell her story, explain kind of her side. I think we see a lot of what went on the Biden's half of this whole thing. And as you probably know, President Joe Biden has not acknowledged this seventh granddaughter until July of last year. And the media, of course, came to his rescue and said, oh, but that's because he wasn't given the green light by Hunter Biden. And in my conversation with London Roberts, there was nothing really to hide. She wants to be accepted by this family and brought in. And so I think, you know, it's a really interesting piece, especially right now as President Biden and his family are holding on for dear life with that power. There's a family that's, you know, abandoned in Arkansas by the Biden family.
Can you tell me exactly who London Roberts is? Because the characterization of her that I've seen and heard and read from the sort of the legacy news media outlets, well, she's a stripper, or she's a hooker, or she's, you know, some other sort of terrible human being. And so therefore, we don't even need to believe anything she says. Is she any of those things?
She, is a woman from Arkansas, very beautiful and kind. I had a really great conversation with her, to the point where I felt like I was talking to a friend. It was a really great conversation, and also I got to see a bit of her as a mother. We were at the Daily Caller office, which is just a few blocks from the White House, and I had to imagine that had to be so hard to be just a few blocks from the White House, a few blocks from your daughter's grandparents who have cast you aside and refused to acknowledge you. And so, you know, how do you explain that to a five-year-old? And, you know, watching London kind of care for her daughter in that environment, you know, we had her grandmother, her other grandmother, not Jill Biden, here at the office as well, coloring with her, and they got her some ice cream after she came into the office. She was in a separate room while we had that conversation, because some of the details of this story, you know, about who her father is, you know, he's struggled with this addiction his entire life. She didn't want Navy Joan to hear that. And I think London is what I witnessed was a really great mother who is trying to, you know, still give her daughter this opportunity at as much of a normal life as she can.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a challenge. Reagan Reese is joining us. Reagan is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Her piece today is marvelous. I've shared it on social media if you haven't checked it out yet. Does this five-year-old girl fully understand that that guy she sees on television is her grandfather?
Yes. And, you know, I think that makes it so much more emotional. I think that makes this story so much more sad. I had a conversation with a colleague today that I think a lot of the feedback I got about this piece was that it's very sad that this five-year-old daughter knows who President Biden is. And London told me that, you know, she tries to explain to her and that they have a puzzle at home that they will put together, and it will, you know, so she can see where Arkansas is, and then she can see where the White House is, so she knows how far away she is from, you know, her other half of the family. Right. And she said at one point to London, you know, okay, you know, what does the president do? And London's explaining that the president helps people, and, you know, that's his main priority. And so Navy Jones said to her mother, okay, so when he's done helping people, then he's going to come see me, right? Oh. And, you know, she says, you say, you know, someday you try to have this hope, because as London stressed to me, her whole book is about redemption and finding your way through and that hope. So she continues to have that hope. But at some point, you know, you are going to have to explain the reality to a five-year-old girl.
Oh, Reagan, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. It's a painful read. It is a wonderfully written piece. Please don't take it the wrong way.
I understand. It was very hard to write.
I'll bet. I don't know how you were able to do it. You did a great job with it, but I don't know how you were able to put it all together. One of the things, though, that comes out here, and I want to remind everybody that Reagan Reese is joining us. Reagan is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, does an incredible job in this piece about this little five-year-old girl, Joe Biden's seventh grandchild that has only been acknowledged in the last year, which is horrible. I look at the names, all right? So it's London Roberts and Navy Joan Roberts. Heard the little girl's name, I would think, should be by.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I, Biden.com.
Biden, that's her father's name. Mm-hmm. What is the story with that?
Yeah, so I think she initially, you know, with Hunter kind of being distant, you know, I can't speak entirely to London's decision, but I do know that with Hunter being distant in that situation, in the, you know, having to file that child suit against him and kind of, you know, not being there for her throughout her pregnancy, that, you know, that played into the, probably played into the decision to not go with the Biden name. And I asked London, you know, if President Biden was here right now and you had to, you know, make a pitch to him and he said, why should maybe Joan Roberts be considered a Biden? Because that's not how he's treating her. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, why shouldn't she be considered a Biden? Just because she has Roberts as her last name, she is a Biden. She's the daughter of your son. Mm-hmm. She's a five-year-old girl. You're a man who has built kind of your career on being a Catholic and these family values. And you have a five-year-old girl that you cast to the side, whether she's a Roberts or a Biden or whatever. There's a five-year-old daughter or granddaughter who's, you know, wants your love and wants to be a part of your family.
But you see so clearly, and you address it really, really well in this piece, that as these two fine folks are there and you're chatting with the mom, and then the daughter is off coloring and her other grandmother is there, the Biden family, if you will, the rest of them are there at Camp David, and they couldn't possibly care less about this little girl. They are busy trying to cement Joe Biden's political legacy, trying to rescue him from that disastrous debate performance, trying to pretend that what everybody knows we don't really know. The contrast just is so stark and striking. Again, painful is the word that I come up with.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bidens, while they were also at Camp David to try to salvage President Biden's political career, they were also there to take family photos. Oh. And we know who's not going to be in that family photo. It's Navy Joan. Yeah. And London stressed to me throughout the interview that this is not about what she wants. It's not about her being a part of the Biden family. It's about what's best for her daughter and what her daughter wants.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm sure that London isn't going to feel hurt maybe by not being in those photos, but she definitely will feel pain for Navy Joan when we see those photos released and we know that there is a grandchild missing. It's, you know, hits as hard as Jill Biden dedicating her children's book to all of her grandchildren and leaving Navy Joan's name off. It's the same as, you know, having stockings in the White House for everyone in the family, including the family pets, and forgetting about that grandchild. It's really, really just hard to witness.
It, one of those things that I hope people are paying attention to, Reagan, take the bigger macro politics out of it, take it to that micro level. If you have people who are capable of doing that to a little girl, 3, 4, 5 years old, that you can freeze out your own granddaughter, the mind boggles at what you would be willing to do against someone else. I mean, I just, it absolutely is depraved and deranged.
Yeah, it's definitely, that's why this story, I think, is so important. And it's definitely something we've seen in the media. Something, of course, you know, the NBC will note this in their article when they're talking about why the president hasn't been addressing it. They've said this is more of something that the right-wing media focuses on. But yeah, it's like you pointed out, this is the president of the United States, and it's something that it seems like the White House and the president want to dance around. We have not seen them address her book or this story coming out. Now, granted, I don't believe anyone has asked, and I would love to ask them about it. And I note this in the piece as well, that the book comes out August 20th. That's pretty close to the election. But as we see the president fighting for his political life, common sense says to me that we're probably not going to see him address this book, this, you know, maybe dark part of his story and his family, you know, something that could cause issues for him. And so I do think if this book was written with any hope that the Biden it would get the Biden family's attention, and I can't speak to if it was or not, but I do think the chances of that happening with the way that Biden's political career is playing out right now following his debate performance are pretty slim.
I think you are spot on. Reagan, again, a wonderfully written piece. It is a painful piece to read, but it's a vitally important piece to read. I just thought the world of it. And let me impose on you, I'd love to get you back if you're amenable to it in the future with other pieces that you're covering, that you're dropping, because I like your work up there for the Daily Caller at the White House.
Yeah, I would love to be back. This was an awesome conversation.
Well,
I'll keep sending my stuff.
Okay, it's a deal. That is Reagan Reese. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Jerem, you heard her. You turn her into a regular, please. I think she's a great writer. I really do. A great writer, great reporter. This piece you need to read. Now, I have it posted. I shared it over on X, Jeff Katz Show on X, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Take a look at it. It's... I hate to use the same word again. It's like the 80th time I've used it, but it's painful to read, to think that any human being, any father, any grandfather, any grandmother were capable of acting in this way towards a little child. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.